Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. In it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. G'day, my name is Suffolk Graham.
Skazios.
Welcome to episode 200. Yay.
Hang on.
Yay. Yeah. We've been podcasting now for just over 9 years.
Jeez, really?
2013, we started August 2013, so we're now September 2022. So just a fraction over 9 years, but not really much of a fraction to be worth on discussing, but we're there. But, you know, I'll take everything I can these days.
Will you?
Well, as old age catches up to you, you've got to take everything you possibly can, don't you, really?
I was going to say, is it getting that bad, Rem?
Yeah. We were in our mid-20s when it all started.
Oh, mate, don't. Don't say that.
And now policemen look so young. And and I actually, I laugh. We drove to Norwich the other day and they put a load of housing estates up. And I can actually say, oh, I can now actually say, I remember when that was Fields. I haven't been able to have the opportunity for, but now I can.
Oh, mate, it's pretty terrifying, isn't it? And everyone just looks at you like, fuck off, old man. And you're like, whoa, when did I get old? I'm still cool. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. What's a grandpa system is it, I used to be with it, then it changed.
That's exactly it, mate. That is exactly it. It's like, oh, mate, no. I think about it all the time. I'm like, yeah, so like, say, should we all go out? Should we like arrange to go out and do something? I was like, nah, mate, we're too old for that shit.
It's like, yeah, I'd like to go out, but I need to be home by 9.
That's it. Like, I'm already feeling tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, I want to be home by 9 so I go to get an early night in bed.
So I can actually get some sleep.
As I sit there in my tartan slippers and my striped pyjamas.
It's the best way, mate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I was really weird, actually. I walked past the pub earlier and I was like, mate, I look at all that. I said to the wife as we're walking past the local pub, and I'm like, you know what? I see all those people. And she says, oh, it's great that all these people are in the pub, isn't it? I go, yeah. But okay, the trouble is looking in. I go, I feel really old looking at all those people. And so I feel like a proper old geezer. And then there's literally this old geezer just sat by the window. someone's great-great-grandpa.
But you haven't quite got to age yet. You're almost there. You haven't quite got to age yet where you can sit in the corner of the pub with a flat cap on, a leather jacket on, just drinking pints all day. And everybody won't talk to you, but everybody respects you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're the old man from the dead man's corner.
Yeah. Everybody will look over and go, oh, that's old Skaz, that is. Yeah, you know, he used to work down the mines.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thought.
The Bitcoin mines.
He was around when Queen Elizabeth was a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened this week. That was I won't say it was a shock, because we all knew she was going to... I didn't think she was going to make it out of the year. And then
I thought it was a bit of a shock. Then I realised she was in her 90s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never quite... I mean, when they said she went here, I thought, yeah, she's probably already dead. So, bless her.
There you go, Ram. You'll be taking a seat in the tower. You can take my seat for a turn.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I think she was dead. They just got everybody to bow and to sort of say their goodbyes before they announced it officially.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't really think I want Charlie on my speed dial. It's not the same, you know. If I want to call up Liz, if I want to get stuff done, I call Liz. I'm like, hey, Liz, you know, come on. Let's get this shit together, yeah?
She's
gone on holiday. She's gone to, you know, Elvis's private island, hanging out with Buddy Holly and Road Warrior Hawk.
Yeah. No.
That's what you do.
She's been, or she's been recalled back to the lizard homeworld, something like that, maybe.
Well, no, I was going to say, she's like, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, so they put her in the royal tomb, have they? So, it's the same thing as what they did with Margaret Thatcher, you know, encased in concrete and then occasionally drip fed, like, tears of the innocent and the blood of babies or something.
Oh, that's a bit unfair.
Not to the Queen. Nah, Lizzie was cool.
I'm a staunch Republican. I do not believe we should have a monarchy. I don't agree. I think monarchies are an outdated thing. I don't think you should have a system of any sort of part of government, which is you can't vote for, you have no control over. However, so I don't agree with the monarchy. However, I always thought Lizzie was quite a cool person.
Yeah, she was. She was.
I liked her. She definitely had a certain. I liked her. She had a sarcastic wit to her, and you know she did. The things she got up to her life, frankly, I actually have, as a person, I have a lot of respect for her.
Yeah.
I just disagree with the institution.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I get that. I totally get that. I remember this one time she was doing a live chat about, like, I don't know what, like, where it was. It might have been like with the BBC or something. And so, oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, what about COVID? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's like a plague, isn't it? And she just kind of like shrugs her shoulders. She's like, good job, Liz.
There was after Brexit was announced, there was like some more event. Someone posted some more events. And every year she attended, and she was in like sort of this like royal garb. It was like sort of white, sort of quite white with some sort of like gold trim and stuff, you know, fancy stuff.
Yeah, rich people stuff.
And the day after, when after Brexit got announced, she attended in a blue dress and a blue hat. And the hat had little yellow flowers. It looked suspiciously like the EU flag. and everyone's like, oh, that's a coincidence. Like, well, if you go over the previous 10 years, she's worn the same thing the last 10 years, apart from this year. And I just like that sort of like slightly snarky, sarcastic fuck you to the people who are in charge.
So, she's good at that kind of... Well, she was good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll call her up later. I'll be fine.
we'll get on the guests on the podcast, shall we?
So, like, Liz, this has gone great, just like with John McAfee, just like with Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
But they all think you're dead. It's gone flawless, love. Just go and have your holiday. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You've just realised how much of a shithole this country is. Mm. Just go and do something fun for a change.
Yeah.
You need a break, love. Leave it to Charles.
Well, as realistically, odds are, well, as my mother said, probably for all of us, that she'll probably be the last woman monarch, you know, head of state that we'll see, because Charlie makes it another 30 years, and William makes it another 30 odd years, or we'll probably be in the ground dead.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have good healthcare like them.
No. So we'll never. So it's weird. And I will say, actually, I was sort of like, she's dead. Oh well. And then I saw like sort of watched from her, sort of like going around all the world and showing like, all everybody's doing, like the Americans put all their military bases and all their government bombs to half mast, and Paris turned off all the Eiffel Towers. And it did actually start to get to me a little bit. It's like, oh, that's actually really, really nice.
People love the Queen, unless you were from some random country and boondocks, bum fuck, middle of nowhere, and then you thought she was a tyrant, even though she had nothing to do with it. But hey, yeah.
Yes,
learn your history, people.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she got blamed.
Wait, what did the French do? Did the French do anything?
They turned off all lights in the Eiffel Tower. And,
oh, they did. They did. Yeah.
And what's his face? The President of France did a speech in English.
Oh
yeah, English. He basically said that she was a wonderful person, and that she, yeah, we had to say she learned their language and enjoyed their culture, because, you know, French, they have to always be about themselves.
I'm sorry, France. Look, sorry, Ram. If you mentioned the Eiffel Tower the first time round, as soon as someone mentions France, my brain just goes gone.
Yeah. So you get quite a nice little sort of chat, and it's been a strange thing. I love Kenya had an announcement, and it said, Queen Elizabeth has died, Prince Charles become the new queen.
Oh, bless. That's about right. It does sound about right.
I thought he's been waiting years to wear those dresses.
You're damn right. She's got some right fucking corkers, ain't she? I want to try, she's got like this, like she had this green one. I really want that. And the hat. I want it.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll mind.
No. It feels weird to know what to say, King Charles.
Yeah, I won't be saying nothing.
No.
I'll be like, Charlie, where's Liz?
Yeah, King Charles.
Get your mum.
King Charles Spaniels, who is now in charge.
He is my king.
The same All thing hail. Is, he could pick which of his names he's using, and he's got like, his names have got, he's got George in there, which is fine. He's also got Arthur in there. He could have been the next King Arthur, and he chose not to.
That one.
Well, it's because he's now been given a sword by some weird woman in a pool.
Ah, mate, seriously, just go to the bitch in the ditch, pull the fucking sword, and change your name.
What would be the modern equivalent? Someone handing you like sort of an iPhone out of a swimming pool or something.
Yeah, no, seriously, man, you go to the local bitch in the ditch and just pull like the kitchen knife out of her or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That is a very local joke that is as well. So for nobody who lives in our area, I will have to expose. There's a local pub. It's actually got this nice carvery, actually, called The Lady in the Lake. Everybody around here calls it The Bitch in the Ditch.
Yeah. It's been redone recently, hasn't it?
Has it? I haven't been there for a while.
I'd be surprised if they still let me in, but
I used to enjoy going for their carvery there.
I haven't been to the lake since I was since I was about 18. So about the time I was legal to drink.
Well, there we go. We'll have to go
before.
We'll have to go and have a carvery.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Because they are cheap, but you can have your plate piled with meat. That's the best way. That's the best way. I love my dead animals.
Damn right. I was going to say he loves having that meat shoved in his face.
Yeah. How can you possibly eat that little creature? With ketchup, mainly.
Yeah, usually. Knife and fork, if I can be bothered.
Yeah. Or if I like to get, I like to buy ribs, and I never use that fork because I like to pretend I'm a caveman.
That's about right.
Yeah.
What's the beard for? To save it for later.
Yeah. I mean, I get kicked out of restaurants all the time because of that, but, you know, these things happen.
Well, got to enjoy yourself, mate. You only live once.
Exactly. So, good. Oh, Annie Byron says, good evening, gents. Evening, Annie.
Evening, mate.
What,
Gov?
Anyway, episode 200.
Yeah, boy.
We made it.
I'm proud of us.
I'm very proud of us. So I sort of thought myself, we should have planned this better, really, thinking what we're actually going to do for episode 200. Because I thought we could have looked back at our best bits. Unfortunately, all I couldn't come up with was Space Barbarian Near Automata. That was the 82 bits.
What have you done in the last 9 years? Well, we spoke about Near and got so fucking wasted, sleep deprived, that we started talking about Brian Blessed and Carl Pilkington starring in a film called Space Barbarian.
Yeah.
What's his name, Warwick?
Warwick Davis was in it, yes.
Yeah, Warwick Davis.
Didn't we have Alan Rickman in it as well? Because this is obviously before he died.
Yes. And we had, what's his name? The Terminator. What's his name?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, we were going to convince him that he was terrified of the shorter folk.
Yeah.
By throwing Warwick Davis at him.
For some reason, I have the feeling the film was about something to do with making toast, I believe.
I can't, mate. I honestly can't. I've still got an audio file clipped from a load of that, and I was just like, that's fucking gold. I'm keeping that. I'll have to listen to it back. We need to have that film made. Someone dig up Alan Rickman.
When is the Bicentennial of Space Barbarian anyway, says Annie. We're probably past Bicentennial of Space Barbarian, aren't we? Because that was like early 50s we talked about that.
Yeah, probably. When's the next Fear Tractor?
Oh, Fear. I forgot about Fear Tractor. Yeah. And that brings back the Doors of Death. Remember the Doors of Death?
Damn right. Yeah. Can't trust doors.
Can't trust doors.
See?
Yeah, we have had some good times, but mainly when we've been tired.
Which was all the time.
Yeah.
And as we've gotten older, it's just gotten worse.
Yeah. We've had various studios. You know, we've had your front living room for quite a few. We've had your garage for quite a few.
Yep.
I remember sitting there doing podcasts in your garage, shivering away, thinking, fuck's sake, stop talking about whatever game we're talking about so we can get on. I can close this podcast off and go home and get into a warm bed.
I never knew you were such a sissy.
I am. I like my creature comforts.
Do you? I can just imagine they're like sitting there with a fleece. So, Brad, what are you doing? It's cold. Mate, it's fucking 20 degrees out there.
Thing is, I actually quite liked the cold, but that was really cold.
That weren't cold. It was British cold.
It was a British cold. It was like sort of like Scottish cold.
Not penguin cold.
Scottish cold.
In fairness, I have Scotland in my blood. So
exactly.
I don't
have Scotland in my blood.
We grew up on the fucking coast. It's like a bajillion degrees lower here than it is everywhere else.
Yeah, but it's a sea breeze. It's different.
It cuts through you as you wake up in the morning. Oh, yeah. It's good to be alive.
Yeah. Because I sleep outside.
You're damn right. Well, it's just because I live in a shack.
Who lives in a shack by the sea? Scarsis.
Scarsis, no pants. Watch as the police try and tackle him for a decent exposure again this week on Fear Tractor.
And we've had some great. I remember us spending a large chunk of a podcast discussing tumble dryers. You know, yep.
State of the British education system.
Yeah, that. Oh, the various budget supermarkets available in the UK.
Yep.
Because
we were world champion grave diggers at one point as well.
We were, yes. We evicted people with suits.
Yep.
Which really...
Old Rand Nerds fucking repo.
Yeah. The best with that was how confused your wife was by the whole situation. Just walked in, just saw some open suits, and we were like, and?
Yeah, two geezers who never wear suits sat in suits in the living room talking shite. It's like, what's your point?
Yeah. What's your problem? What's your problem?
She looked at me, she's like, you said you wouldn't even wear a suit for our wedding. I did. Begrudgingly.
Yeah, you did. I actually recently watched Beetlejuice. And when I got to the wedding and that, I suddenly had flashbacks.
Mate. Yeah, no, I'd say that's fair.
But yeah, it's been a good 200 episodes. 9 years in. We were meant to go to Chernobyl, but Putin fucked that up.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's the worst thing he's done.
He's fucking with my schedule again. And, you know, I couldn't exactly get Liz to do anything about it because, unfortunately, well...
She's dead.
Know,
yeah.
Everybody's dead, Dave.
No, Dave. Everybody's dead, Dave. Seriously, Dave. Seriously. Everybody's dead.
Even Peterson.
Yes. Yes. Gordon Bennett. Yes, Peterson.
What's all this I've been eating?
That's, was it, flight navigator so-and-so?
That was Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh. Like going over and looking at Christine Kachansky and it's like, oh no, she was part of my plan. Just wipes her off the desk.
Yeah, well, unless you get an ice in the wintertime.
I thought that was a great line. Yeah. It's like, yeah, just use her as grit.
Oh dear.
He did a good job of cleaning all that up, you know.
He did.
Good didn't see another pile of dust for the rest of the run of the show.
No. You didn't see the episode where he walked around with a brush and dustpan.
I reckon you got the scutters to do that.
Well, yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
I suppose. Probably fuck it up, though.
Only no. The scutters aren't stupid. They'd only fuck it up if they knew if you were Arnold Rimmer.
Yeah, so if they wanted to spite someone.
I think my favourite bit in all the ritual, I think it's season 4, where one of the scutters has gone mad and just rewired half the ship. And they are, and it's like, and Rimmer's like, they're women crying, like trying to find like things. Who says like, look, somewhere out there, the self-destruct has been wired up to something. We don't know what it is. We can't find it. And they go, listen, Cat's like, we mustn't touch over here. Trying, he orders a vending machine. He orders a milkshake, and it goes self-destruct initiated. And it's kind of, and they're trying to figure out how to get around it, and it doesn't work. But guess what? And it's counting down to 10 seconds, and just as it gets to 0 seconds, it goes, and they also like blame each other and shouting each other, and then the milk dispenses out of it. And that beautiful. Was I love that bit with the mate. That myth, mate, that's one of the funniest bits I've ever laughed out of that program. Oh,
I love that show.
I do.
It's one of the few shows that people haven't ruined for me over the years.
Yeah, although it does need to be just left to go.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they keep bringing it back. It's like, just put it in the bin, lads. It was done a million years ago. Yeah. Let it go, eh?
Yeah, and they all look very, very, very. They look very old now. Bless them.
Well, yeah, because they're fucking done.
Yeah,
son.
They are. You know, it was actually meant to end at they had plans for to end it at the end of Series 8, which is like the first, when they last time they tried to revive it, the sort of first attempt to revive it.
Sure. And which was the one where he swift kicks death?
That's Series 8.
Oh,
so
is that 8? Yeah,
one of the proposed, one of the proposed endings was going to be Red Dwarf gets back to Earth and humanity's still there, but they actually accidentally crash it and end up wiping everybody out. And they sort of get off the last season and get off the ship going, sorry, sorry, sorry to the sort. And that was probably
so one the other piles of dust.
Yeah, that was probably one of the proposed endings. But obviously, I still think this kicking death in the nuts. Remember, only the good die young.
I honestly thought that was a great end to the entire season. And then when they said, "Oh yeah, we're going to redo it," I was like, "No, just put it in the bin, please."
Yeah, yeah. Just let it end. The trouble is, they didn't actually answer any. They just left lots of plot points hanging because one of the characters didn't come back, and they just left so many plot points all hanging around and never sort of answered them properly. And it's like, okay, you just need to just if you want to do anything else, just do one and finish it. Just do it and finish it. Just write your conclusion, and then just finish it.
Yeah,
but. You never know. Perhaps we'll get another one, last one done when they're all in their 80s.
Yeah, we'll get Red Dwarf when they're in their 80s when we do Rand Nerds 400.
I think you mean Grey Dwarf.
Yes, it Grey Dwarf.
Good old Grey Dwarf.
No, dear.
So, what have we been? So, other than celebrating episode 200, and I said I had loads of plans, and I completely forgot to do all of them. That's fine. What have you been up to, Skaz?
I was going to say, I thought that was a beautiful recap there, Ram, of how amazing this podcast has been and the handful of nuggets that we've managed to shit out over the last 9 years.
It's like a really well spent seam of gold in a mine that all the sort of like locals, none of the proper miners bother going down there anymore. They go to the rich streets, but all the random locals go up there with a little knife and they hope they find a little tiny little bit of gold. And they mine for hours and hours and hours, or produce, in our case, hours and hours of content, and never find anything, but occasionally come across a little fleck.
That's it. We're the fleck of gold.
Well, I think we've produced probably well over 400 hours of content.
That's pretty sad, really. It's all terrible. Terrible.
So what I would say is, you can listen to us for 2.5 weeks, and all you got to look forward to is Space Barbarian, Deadly Doors, Being Cold in a Garage, Rock Davis, and...
Yep.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because you keep going back to Space Barbarian.
Because it's the highlight of the series.
Oh, mate.
I do feel there's something randomly that's funny. I always like remember the bit when we were around the table, and... Bard had disappeared off to go to the loo, and we were discussing, I don't know how we got onto it, we were discussing like putting coffins in the backs of lorries, and Bard walks in and you just turned to him and asked him some random question about, dude, how do you get like a coffin like the back of the lorry? And he's like, what the fuck have I just walked into? And we also predicted Red Dead Redemption, because we just a bit about how you'd have like a sports horse and a truck horse, and Red Dead Redemption came around and did it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there you go.
See, the questions on the tip of literally no one's tongue. We need to ask them. They need to be put out there.
Yeah.
What happened? It's a podcast for you.
Yeah. What happened to Bing B. Wan, who was like our first viewer?
He's probably dead. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, 9 years looking for them nuggets. probably starved to death.
More likely, moved on to better things.
Yeah. Yeah, because the podcasting scene has moved up since we started, sadly.
Yeah.
There's sponsors. You know, you can get your cock shaved or something these days, and
Manscaped.
Like nearly every other podcast is about shaving your nuts.
It's weird, isn't it? Now every other podcast is starting like clubs and stuff. You can join our such and such a club.
And I'm like, do you just want to listen to our podcast? That's it. You don't have to pay for it. It doesn't actually take a lot of work to do a podcast.
Perhaps we should start doing our own sponsorship segments. We can either do it for real people and hope they might give us some money anyway, or we can just make something up.
There's a guy on YouTube. What's his name? Is it like the cheap audio guy, the budget audio guy, or something like that? And he doesn't get sponsored segments, so he made one up and it's like, oh yeah, this is brought to you by Sith Audio, and it's like some like fucking. He's just talking about this evil, dodgy audiophile bollocks company. So, oh yeah, this is like the best way to make your audio sound the greatest. It's like, and one of them was like overripe bananas or whatever. So yeah, if you want to, you could just get regular bananas, but I mean, it's just not as good. So you just have to let them sit. Guaranteed to make your audio sound 1,000 times better. Yeah.
I love listening to you. I love listening to you using my Raycons.
Oh, God, don't. Oh, my God. The mud in those things. Absolutely miserable. Anyone that had the bollocks to put up a fucking Raycon sponsorship, be gone.
Mate, to be honest, there comes a point where it's like, money's money.
No, no, no. I have integrity. Raycons, get in the bin.
But if they send you free ones...
No, get in the bin. Right, Raycons, can I have a private island, please? And I'd like a dominatrix nun and a dominatrix nurse and nothing else. You can keep your fucking headphones and I'll mention them again. I won't say good or bad. I'll just say, like, Raycons every now and then. But that's what I'll cost you. I'm a cheap man. I'm a simple man.
Yeah. Cancel just, the sponsorship. You know. Cancel it. Cancel it.
Damn it, Ram! It's just not going to happen. I'm never going to get that island. I'm never going to get that nun. And I'm never going
to
get that nurse.
To be honest, everyone can... I don't want the island. I want that fort that we looked at a few weeks ago.
I know, mate. 400,000 that went for. That's devastating.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And that actually ended up in the news.
Well, yeah.
That sold. I was like, you motherfuckers, that could have been my home.
I was going to live there in secret.
Yeah, I was going to live there and I was going to see if I could have the guns moved so I could point them towards Hull.
Well, it caused several pounds of improvements.
Yeah. Well, I mean, realistically, it is Hull. That's what the first thing my father-in-law said when we mentioned it to him. He was like, but it's off the coast of Hull. And I was like, yeah. He's like, but it's Hull. Well, that's not fucking Scunthorpe, is it?
Did you see, I saw this on Reddit. It happened in Yarmouth. The police raided a house behind the library and they found $4 million, well, pounds worth of marijuana. They found some AKs and some hand grenades.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and Yarmouth, people were shocked. They didn't even know they had a library.
Yeah, that's about right.
They have now got a hole in the bridge.
Bless.
Do you see that? Braden Bridge has got a massive hole in it.
I haven't got a clue. What's going on?
Oh, it's got a massive hole in it. Like, literally.
Why?
Through. Well, it's Yarmouth.
Because it's in Yarmouth. It's normal for Yarmouth, mate.
It probably got mortared or something. I don't know.
Someone dropped a grenade in some corner grass.
Some stray Russian shell somehow made it all the way to Yarmouth.
Someone dropped a grenade as they were driving back from the library.
All I know is I got sat in over an hour of tailgate trying to get through Yarmouth today.
Why were you in Yarmouth?
I was driving through it. I would never intentionally stop in Yarmouth, but it's the quickest route to the farm.
I was going
to
say, because you wouldn't have your car anymore and it's new.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't intentionally stop there. So I got stuck then, you know, it was tailgate. It's horrible.
If anyone's curious, Yarmouth is some miles north of us. There's not much of a rivalry going on, but I mean...
They think there's a rivalry going on.
We just like to take the piss.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
Bless Yarmouth. Go on. Although I'll give him one thing, although I don't know if it's Yarmouth, Golston, whatever. Fantastic donuts. Beach donuts.
Well, you know, there's always that little... There are some niceties, you know, even the sort of like roughest manure pile, you'll occasionally kind of cross something nice.
As you're dodging the knife, yeah. You pick up your donuts. Yeah. Right, lads? And then off you go. Because apparently nowhere in Lowestoft sells good beach donuts anymore. Fucking sacrilege. Seaside town, no fucking donut store.
It's because it's kind of more cosmopolitan, that's why.
Fucking.
I bet if you wanted to get a Frappuccino, you could.
You can blow that out your ass, son. So, okay. Yeah, do you want, like, should we have, like, a Starbucks? There's, like, six of those in town now. How about a Costa? Fuck it, mate. Give me a Nero's. Then this town has gone right in the bin. What else have we got? We're getting a Taco Bell as well. Fuck off.
Yeah, because, you know, well, you say that, but the one in Yarmouth shut down, didn't it? less than a year. Yeah, it shut down.
They had one?
They had one, yeah. It opened up. It
Hang on. Yarko had something before we did. What's going on?
Yeah, but it's Taco Bell, so you know. And it was opened less than a year before it shut down.
Well, yeah, because it's Taco Bell and they built it in a shell.
Yeah. They blame COVID.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
Loads of people blame COVID for everything.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird how all the other fast food chains didn't shut down.
I was going to say, Mickey's is like, mate, that was great. You never hear of like fucking Just Eat and Deliveroo and Uber Eats? We did fine. What?
Well, McDonald's actually shut properly down. You know, they stopped everything properly. And when they reopened up, they had queues down. They blocked off half the road. Our store, which is down the road from McDonald's, basically got shut down by them.
I remember they were all the way down Bloodmoor, weren't they?
Yeah, but no one get to us. No one could get to us.
So, mate, I need my Mickey's fix.
Yeah, I thought.
Let's be fair, mate. You went there to get your stack of fucking nuggies.
You wanted your burgers. Right, I was going to. I went and thought, because obviously I knew it'd open back up. I thought, I'll pop down there and get some lunch. Why not? Go and see the queue. And I think, fuck this. I'll go buy a sandwich.
Fuck that, mate. I've got a Taco Bell.
I like McDonald's, but not enough to sit in that queue for. You know,
that was brutal.
You have to. I mean, how desperate do you have to be to have your McDonald's that you sit in a queue that long?
Mate, that's what some people were living for. The lockdown, they had to spend time with their wives or their husbands, their children.
Yeah,
their
loved ones.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah. Where's my burger, mate? Yeah. Where's my nuggies?
Yeah, all these people are like, who are these random people who live in my house?
Oh, I do that all the time. I'm looking around, stumbling around, going, who are you people and where is my horse? Like, whoa, he's lost that again.
I'm quite lost. It wasn't where the horse came from in this scenario, but fair enough.
Well, you can never be sure.
You didn't know
it's like Tom Cruise, man. He was there.
You never told me you had a horse.
Always, mate. Always. He was like really small, black and white, used to sleep in the sink.
Oh. Oh.
See?
Well.
Ride that little cannon into battle. Ram's done. He's done. He's like, no, mate.
Oh, I can't believe I walked into that one.
GG. GG, son. Ram, I've just realised something, though.
What?
This is a gaming podcast. You've been playing any games? Well, it might be a gaming podcast, or it might just be us talking shit more.
We only talk shit more when we haven't been playing games, Kaz. You should know this by now. But
we've been talking shit for a long time, so have we not been playing games?
Well, I got home this evening from... I planned to play a game today, but I got home this evening from... Because I got stuck in Yarmouth for like 6 years. I got home this evening from work, had my tea, like, I've got 2 hours before a podcast to do the start. I better play a game.
Oh, fucking hell. It's one of those, is it? Jesus Christ. Scraping the bargain bins of fucking Humble Monthly.
Went on how long to beat, put my Steam library in to see which game is shortest I can do in like an hour. So,
Dear Esteban.
That was on the list.
That's a fantastic game.
Yeah, that was on the list. It was a contender. But in the end, I played Aperture Desk Job.
Oh, mate.
Which was released, I'm assuming, I always assumed it was released for the Steam, well, it was released for the Steam Deck.
Yeah, it was for the Steam Deck, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically shot off the Steam Deck, but yeah. But it said, because you can't play it with a keyboard, so I had to plug in the Stadia controller.
Champion. Finally getting some use.
I've used that a bit, actually, to be fair.
Good.
And plugged in the...
I thought you'd burst into flames if you touched a control pad.
No, I've used them for that. I will admit there's certain games that the control pad is better for.
Ooh, clip it. Someone save this moment. This could go down in history with Space Barbarian.
So yeah, I played after. I mean, because it's also a Steam Deck thing. Have you played it at all?
I haven't yet, no. I really wanted to though, because they got did they not get Simmons back in to do
Yes.
Cave Johnson?
Yeah, although he doesn't sound quite the same. He took a while. It seems to, when he first speaks, it sounds like he hasn't got quite back to character. But sure. when he speaks a bit later on, he sounds more like...
Gets back into character. That's his character. That's just him in everything he does.
He doesn't sound right the first time you speak to him. It doesn't sound right.
He's just warming up, man. He's just warming up. He's just got out of bed, just had his coffee.
But it's the grand total of half an hour long.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's basically...
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah. It's basically... It's literally half an hour long. It's... You are... you're assigned as a, you work for Aperture, you're assigned as a, to work on a desk job, and your job is quality control. And you have to test things on a production line as they come past and test them to see the work. And you're testing toilets.
Oh, fantastic.
So you have to fill them up with water, like put a plungery thing down on it, then sort of like backfill it with water and then flush it. See it works. And
that sounds a bit too complicated for me.
It is very complicated. And you're working for a little one of the little like spear things called Greg. And is it Greg? Or is it Grace? Something. It's something with you and G. Gary? Something with you and G. Anyway. And
Gunther.
He decides that, oh, I'm going to see if I can make something. There's a faulty one come through, and he says, oh, I've got an idea. I want to go away for a little bit. I'll just keep testing things, and I'll come back. And then it says 6 months later. And and every sort of time moves, you sort of move back and forth as you do it, sort of like transitions by like moving through like sort of floors of Aperture. And you keep sort of just seeing, I think there's like some like praying mantises and stuff. It's not the form of civilization, which is quite fun. And it comes back, and he introduces you to a new toilet that he's made called the turret. And he's fitted a toilet with guns.
As you do.
And then you have to test the toilet with guns, and basically you basically go through several iterations of testing it and firing it and shooting it and moving around with it, and then eventually you go out to see Cave Johnson himself to try and sell him the idea. And you meet Cave Johnson. All done in half an hour. It's clearly designed to show off. It can be played. It has the actual like layout of the desk you have mimics the controllers on the Steam Deck. So yeah. Where it has the touchpads, here's two balls you could if you had the Steam Deck could wobble around. There's buttons, all the buttons for like the various shoulder buttons appear. X, Y, you know, X, Y, and A, B up there. Trackpad there. You don't need the Steam Deck controls to play the game. You can do any controller. Because Steam Deck's got more controls on it than a standard controller does. So you don't have to do that. So you can play it straightforward as a normal controller. It's basically a little... It's a bit like the lab was for VR. It's basically just to show off the technology a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
In their popular portal thing. It was a fun little half-hour like little thing. Adds a little bit to the Portal universe, has a lot of similar humour, although I do notice they tend to, they tend to have one style of like character humour. So Greg, or whatever he is, he's very similar in humour to Wheatley.
Yeah.
Not quite so much an idiot, but in the way he says things and talks to you and does things and so forth, he has a very sort of similar delivery, very sort of different, similar style. Which is like, yeah, I've seen this before. You know, sort of change up a little bit. If you're going to do it, just do them slightly different because you just feel like just another Wheatley. I actually wonder if you were meant to really be playing with Wheatley and they changed it because perhaps they couldn't get Stephen Merchant back. It does sort of feel like that.
If that turns out to be the case, you missed one there, Almerchy.
You did. So if that's
silly bastard, I'm judging him, even though he might not have been the case. But I'm judging you.
Yeah, well, we've in our head, we've hypothetically made a situation and scenario that's happened, and now we're judging you for failing to take advantage of it.
You're damn right. Also, mate, call Carl and get him on the set of Space Barbarian. This is taking far too fucking long. Pick up Brian on the way.
I'm sure if we offer him like a co-writer credit or something, he'd be quite happy with that.
Sure. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it worked quite well, you know. I'm sure some people know who he is.
Gamers know him as Wheatley.
Yeah. I do feel sorry for Pretty Merchant because, like, Ricky Gervais is, despite the fact they are in partnership, Ricky Gervais has done very well out of the whole situation. And he hasn't quite done so well. But it kind of helps that he was there. Well, it kind of helps that Ricky also played the main characters in like their first popular series. He played the actual main character. It kind of helps a bit. So,
do they still do their podcast?
No, they stopped that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they only made like sort of 18 episodes.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say, it's still online, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still online. They sort of did, like, they did, I think, about 18 episodes of the podcast, and they switched to, technically, it's technically classed as an audiobook because they started charging for it.
Oh.
It's like they used about another four seasons of that. And that was that. They didn't do it anymore.
They pod faded before we did. Suck it down.
We've done like five times as many episodes as they have.
See. Yeah, how's PC Gamer doing?
They've had two lots of podcasts. The first one got the Future Publishing scrapped it after about two and a bit years. The second one they saw with the editor revived it. And they did quite a few episodes, and then I think because they were doing it like off their own back, so they had to find time to do it. That sort of like faded a little bit, and then the editor, I think when he left, that sort of like died with him.
Can't start there. Woo! Without Dunham.
yeah, without Liv Many. without Liv quite a few, to be fair. Yeah, we've done all right.
Stamina run. Eventually, people will notice us.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll get that Manscaped sponsorship. And eventually, Ram will get his Raycons. So was it fun? Was desktop fun?
Yeah.
As short as it is?
Very short. It definitely feels more tech demo-y than a game.
Sure.
It feels very much like just to show off what to do, which is also, it's fair enough. That's the Valve way of doing things. When they release something or start doing something, they release some game, which is to show off. Same with VR The Lab, which is basically just their little, like, to show what you can do off in doing VR, works quite well. It's quite neat. And again, that's saying Aperture. I think that Aperture's their go-to place because they can just be silly and have fun with it.
Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely it was, yeah, for half hour a little bit fun. And it's a free game as well.
Well, given that it works on pad, actually, I might let my kids know because they've really wanted to play that, but they wanted to play it specifically on like the Steam Deck. They don't have Steam Decks, bless their little souls. But I'll say, hey, yo, guys, you can play it on pad, and they'll be like, yeah. Oh yeah, mate, because my youngest absolutely loves Portal and Half Life and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so.
Bless them. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Game to have a go. It's quite fun.
I'll do that.
So you been up to anything else, guys?
Mate, I can't believe it. Fucking 200 episodes and the best you had was Desk Job. Motherfucker.
Well.
GG, son. GG.
Life got in the way. It was okay. You're going to save us.
No, I'm really not. Let's set that bar really low. Take that bar from up there, yeah? Just take the poles out from the side, just let it drop to the floor, and that's roughly where we'll be. So, no, I've been playing for one whole day Splatoon 3, which came out on the 9th.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Right, I'm a pretty big Splatoon fan. Well, I was big Splatoon fan. I've spoken about Splatoon on this podcast many times over the years, and I usually speak pretty highly of it. I bought, like, back when... So, the only reason I bought a Nintendo Switch, Splatoon. Splatoon 1 was a sleeper hit on the Wii U. Splatoon 2 was the only game worth buying the Switch for, near enough. At least in the early days, in my opinion. And that was a fantastic game. And then when Splatoon 3 got announced, I was like, you know what? I don't really know if I care. I've already put hundreds and hundreds of hours into Splatoon 1 and 2, and this is almost kind of feeling like a FIFA game an EA Sports game or a Far Cry game or whatever.
We're just
reskinning it. Exactly. I was like, you know, what are you going to do? You know, the game was already reasonably balanced, at least from my point of view, it was reasonably balanced. The levels were pretty fun, and that, like, mechanically, it was all right. What could they do? And so I kind of avoided it. I didn't look at any... I saw the announcement trailer, which is where they shoot, like, the Squid Kid or the Octoling or whatever, like, in the desert or whatever, and I think that was basically, look, oh, Splatoon 3 is coming. Cool, whatever. but I didn't look at anything else. And then my boys are like, Dad, Splatoon 3's coming. And this is like really recently, just out of nowhere, they went nuts for Splatoon. And I was like, so you guys want Splatoon 3, right? And they're like, yeah, Dad, yeah, of course we do, yeah. But I'm a bit sour with Nintendo right now. But I said, yeah, okay, well, all right, I'll get it for you. Oh, but you've got to play it too, Dad. I was like, oh, fuck, okay, all right. 3 copies of Splatoon later. Splatoon was not cheap. It's like, what, 50 quid a copy? Mm. So I'm 150 quid down there.
Fuck yeah.
We bought the digital versions from the Nintendo eShop. Now, first beef with Splatoon 3. Depending on where you bought it, you got different pre-order bonuses. If you bought it from the eShop, you got money back. If you bought it from My Nintendo, you got money back. And you got a 3 quid gym bag and a badge. Woohoo! If you bought it from Amazon, you had the option of the game or the game and a badge. I don't know why the game and a badge was a separate option, but hey yo, whatever. But because we ordered from the Nintendo eShop, we didn't qualify for any pre-order bonuses other than a little bit of cash back. And I didn't even get the cash back. That was fantastic. The kids got cash back. I didn't. It was beautiful. Love it. I was like, All right, Nintendo. I see how this is. Targeting the younger audience. I swear, I'm the Splatoon fan in this house, dick. But yeah, then my eldest son, I think I told the story, didn't I, on the podcast before, that my eldest son Switch now no longer docks. And yeah. we sent the Switch into Nintendo for repairs. And they took it in, had it for a while. And they sent it back saying, yeah, we've repaired it. And when we got it back, they didn't do anything. Nothing. And we've been trying to contact them repeatedly since we've been calling them, emailing them and all that. Yeah, you need to take it back. We need another repair. For what? The same problem as last time. We repaired it. No, you haven't. We've repaired it. Have you got any documentation? No. Then can you take it in for a repair, please? All right, we'll send you a repair label. Where's the repair label? And then you go through that loop a bunch of times. Then, literally, probably the day before Splatoon launches, my youngest son goes to me, Dad, there's something wrong with my Switch.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, fuck off. And it turns out his fan, or it seems like his fan in his Switch is broken, and now it's overheating. So bless him, because we can't get in contact with Nintendo. If I kick my Steam Deck down a flight of stairs, I send an email to Valve, wait a little while, and they go, oh yeah, that's a problem. We'll send you a label and we'll send you a new Steam Deck. Fantastic. Nintendo, you could be on the phone to them for fucking months and they do nothing. They could even have your console and do nothing. They've lost one before. But anyway, overheating. So do you know what he did, bless him, to remedy it?
Put a fan on it or something.
Yeah, it's an old PC gamer logic there. He's like, yeah, I'll just sit in front of a fan. So you sure, buddy? He's like, I want to play Splatoon. I was like, okay, cool. So he spent time, my
approved
eldest. Yeah, it was like, mate, they just sat there in the least optimal way to play this game. And fuck, man, they sat there for 7 hours after school. It was insane. They came home from school and they just fucking locked on it. And they absolutely loved it. Now, I played the Splatfest World Premiere a couple of weeks ago, and I ain't gonna lie, I weren't impressed, like, at all. It still got the old heart racing, but I was like, this does just feel like Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
But they have made changes. Not since the World Premiere, but they've now got a three-way mode. So normally it's usually like two teams of four or whatever, or I can't remember, is it two teams of five or two teams of four? I don't remember.
No idea.
But they've now got a three-way mode where instead of it being two teams against each other, it's three teams against each other, and you'll have a defending team having to fight against... So let's say you've got red, yellow, blue. If on the Splatfest, let's say Team Red is winning, I think they start in the middle. I could be completely wrong here because I only played a couple of matches of that for the Premiere. But I think the winning team on the on the rankings at that any one time. They're the ones that start in the middle and they have to defend the match, defend the base. And the base sends out rainmakers, which basically sprinkle the map in the in that team's ink. And it's up to the other two teams to take control of the center to get the rainmakers to gain the advantage. So, I mean, that's one change. They've also now got a party system in place whereby if you join a lobby with friends, you will always end up in a match, like in a match on that team with your friends, like on a team with your friends. Whereas before, you could join with your friends and like your friend could be on the enemy team to be playing against each other for one match, playing together the next match. It was kind of random, you know? Mm. Now, if you join up together, you can actually play together. You can now do group lobbies, actually join lobbies with friends. You can stay in teams after you've won a match. So if you play a match with a group of people and you want to stay with them, you just hit a button and instead of having to reshuffle and get new people, you can stay with the group you got. Matchmaking now isn't just sitting in a menu. You can go off and do like target practice and other bits around the map. You just have to go to the hub to select that you want to join a match and that kind of stuff. So they have made improvements. A lot of the old weapons have been reworked and stuff, but I haven't played them enough to know. But yeah, it's so for anyone that doesn't know, Splatoon is it's Nintendo's take on the third-person shooter, competitive third-person shooter. And instead of worrying so much about kills, it's about map control. And what you do is you move around as a Squid Kid or an Octoling, and initially the map is just completely plain. It's not no ink or anything. No one's claimed any turf. You start on opposite sides of the map. You get to the middle of the map and it's mirrored for the other team. And the idea is you have to cover the ground in your team's ink. And whoever gets the most ground covered at the end of the match is the winner. It doesn't matter who's got the most kills. It doesn't matter who's fired off the most specials or anything like that. It's whoever gets the most coverage at the end of the match is the winner. So literally, firing off a bunch of, like, lobbing off a bunch of grenades or a special attack right at the end of the match could clinch it. It could be by a 0.1% that you win a match. And it can get really tense and it can get really fun. So, pretty fun take on the competitive shooter, to be fair. Just a shame it's on the Nintendo Switch. Single player is kind of like the Octo expansion. I don't remember if I've ever spoken about the Octo expansion before.
I don't think so, no.
It gave you... So in original Splatoon, you basically just had to move around a map and complete levels. And then after you got a certain amount of points, you'd beat a boss and you could go on to the next level. This one is largely the same. It's got that, but it has a lot of the kind of challenge modes that Octo expansion had in them. So like it might be shoot all the targets in this time limit, just get to the end of the stage, climb to the top of this tower and avoid all the enemies, you know, grind to the finish, so where you have to do like an agility trial or whatever. There's like loads of different little challenges, but where in Octo expansion it's basically like an extended tutorial. Every single thing you need to learn to play the game multiplayer at a high level is in the single player. Most people don't touch the single player, but I really do think it's worth it because it's like, hey, yo, if you want to get used to the mechanics, this is the way to do it. I know that's how most single players are sold these days, like single player story modes are sold, but this really does push it because it will say, on this level, you can only use one of these three guns. Pick one. Use it. Go. Or it will be like you have to use precision aiming or this special ability that's only available on this weapon. It's really there to drill it into you how to use these weapons. In the story mode, you also get a character called, I think he's called Chum, who is a... I don't remember I don't know what they are, but there was a bear in Splatoon 2 called Mr. Grizz, and he owned like this cannery company, and you had to basically get like salmon eggs, and there were like these like little zombie kind of salmon-y fish things kind of waddling around. They look kind of mutiny. as they were drifting around the ground as you were trying to steal their young and all that kind of stuff. There's like a baby version of one of those that follows you, and you can use this little guy. We'll call him Chum. If that is his name, good job, I got it right. If not, then whoops. He's Chum now. You can use him like a grenade to distract enemies, which is weird because grenades always did that in Splatoon. So if you threw a grenade in the middle of enemies, they would target the grenade and they'd be distracted by it. Whereas now Chum will stand there and get shot at and do a little dance. Or if you throw him at the enemy, he will latch onto the enemy and attack the enemy, and then everyone else will turn and fire at that enemy to try and get Chum off. So that's an interesting little mechanic. The game feels a bit more open worldy. It isn't, but once again, Captain Cuttlefish, or retired Captain Cuttlefish, pulls your character in to save the world from the Octolings who have taken the Great Zapfish. Same groove that happened in Splatoon 1. Same groove that happened in Splatoon 2. Not the same groove as Octo Expansion, but whatever. But is it? It is the Octolings you're having to fight against, but is it the big bad from before? Ain't spoiling it. The weird groove here is that the Great Zapfish has been taken, and all of a sudden, a load of the world is covered in these big fur balls. And if you touch them, they absorb you. And you need to collect super salmon eggs or whatever to be able to feed Chum to throw him at these, or to like power up Chum, and you can throw him on the map at these like key points on these fur things that cover the map to clear areas of the map for you to go to the next zone. It's a neat way to stall progression because there are many ways to move around the map. There is no one way to go. So you can be like, well, I want to get to this portal that's on the left-hand side of the map, and I could just make a beeline to the left-hand side of the map by going through this route of stuff. Or if I take this one out, I can actually ink up that wall, round that corner, and hey, yo, I'm in the same place, but it's cost me less points to get there. If you think smart, you can actually skip a lot of levels too, because you get points for completing levels. Some of them have fees to start them. So early on, you'll go into a level and it'll say, start the level, pick a weapon if there's a choice. And then when you go in, it'll say, no fee. If you need to pay points, it'll say how many points you need to pay for however many lives you get. And when you die, you have to pay more points to play. Or if you haven't got any points, well, you don't retry. Those are the same points you need to feed Chum. So you have to be kind of careful how you play levels and what you spend. But yeah, you can actually, when you get enough of them, you can practically skip entire zones. You could start like zone 2 or 3 with thousands of these points left over if you've navigated the map smartly. And practically skip an entire zone by getting Chum to eat all the stuff with your reserve of points and then go straight to the boss fight. I thought that was kind of neat. You didn't have to do the levels. Like if there was a level that was particularly hard, you could skip it. So yeah, it was neat. I don't want to spoil the story, but I will say of all of them, it was my least favorite. Playing through the levels was fine, but the motivation, not so much. But they do talk about how the human race has fallen and the squids and octolings kind of rose up after that. Like all the technology that humans had is like seems really weird, and what they did was really weird, and they weren't really very cool, and how the squids and the octolings are like peak of cool, and how they built their world and all that kind of, it's weird, man, because they're all into like, it's all like clout, like, oh yeah, mate, look at all this cool shit that we've got on, you know, our cool fucking headphones and our rad shoes and all that kind of stuff, and fucking derpy as fuck. But it's fun. And Captain Cuttlefish calls you Agent 3, even though you were Agent 3 in Splatoon 1, but Agent 3 is now the new captain. So he just gives you a recycled suit that Agent 3 used to wear without washing it. but yeah, it's neat and it's goofy, and I recommend you play the single player just to get used to it. And some of those levels are really, really, really fucking hard. Beat every level to unlock And you don't, if it's got like three guns, you only have to beat it with like one of the guns, but beat every level, and then it will unlock a super secret level, which is fucking balls deep fucking hard, mate. Mental hard. I haven't finished it. I beat the game in... Well, I finished every level in the game with the exception of the secret kettle in less than 15 hours. But for a Nintendo game, that's pretty solid. I've not really dipped into multiplayer too much yet, but that seemed quite fun. Graphically, it's Splatoon. Still looks kind of pretty. Low res, but pretty. And then I'll tell you, man, the music is fucking amazing. Holy shit. That's a soundtrack that I will definitely be getting. Splatoon 1 had some fucking proper belters. Splatoon 2 was all right. It had some good tracks. Octo Expansion, fantastic. Splatoon 3 has got fucking shite tons of rock and metal, and I love it. There's nothing quite like fucking up a bunch of people to a really good metal soundtrack.
So, do you feel that, because you're on the fence at first about getting Splatoon 3, have you now changed your position to think it actually is worth getting?
I do think it's worth playing. I do think it's worth playing. The only downside is on a Nintendo console. I had a few problems as well because I don't have a functioning Nintendo Switch controller, so I had to use a third-party pad, and I was having gyro interference. Because Splatoon has got fantastic controls on it, by the way. For a shooter, the shooting mechanics, the controls, the aim is absolutely fucking phenomenal. Like, if you aren't spinning around 360 headshotting people, like, in every match, there's something wrong with you. If you can't do it. So, you move left and right with the analog stick, right? Up and down and turning can also be controlled by the gyro. So you can make micro movements by just tilting your hands. It's really comfortable. It's a little weird to start with, but once you get used to it, it's absolutely fantastic. Movement is fantastic. Shooting is fantastic. You know, throwing grenades and stuff. You really feel great just fucking dinging some bastard from the other side of the map or whatever, or a well-placed grenade that not only kills a couple of members of their team, but also causes enough ink damage to win it for your team. Fucking phenomenal. Just sadly, it's on Nintendo Switch. Oh, also, I don't like the new replacements for Callie and Marie, the Squid Sisters. I think I mentioned that in Splatoon 2. When I spoke of Splatoon 2. So, they have idols in Splatoon, like pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
And in Splatoon. So in Splatoon 1, you had Callie and Marie, the Squid Sisters. In Splatoon 2, you had Off the Hook, which was Marina and Pearl. And I originally did not like Marina and Pearl at all. But once the Octo expansion came out, there was one song that just made me fucking nerd out hardcore. It's called Shark Bites. And as you're flying around on a jetpack, this song hits, and it's fan-fucking-tastic, and I loved the characters after that. But you've now got this new trio, Deep Cut. And I do not remember their names at all. At fucking all. There's like a manta ray, a little octoling, maybe. I don't, they might both be octolings. I weren't paying attention, but I don't like them at all. They're goofy fucking characters. They take part in the main story as well, along with Callie and Marie. But frankly, they're shit. They're not interesting at all. Maybe there'll be an expansion pack in the next 2 years where they actually will be.
I'll say, maybe they'll do a piece of the previous two and make them good in an expansion pack. So
yeah, I mean, they're not terrible, but like... One of the characters I warmed up to towards the end, but the one I really didn't like at the start, I didn't like them the entire way through. Her special move was cool, but just her talking, her doing everything, I just didn't like her at all. Mm. If they'd have given the one I didn't like special to the character who I kind of liked, the character I kind of liked would have been top, fantastic, but not, that didn't happen. Yeah, they kind of suck. They're just like goofy lackeys, you know?
Yeah.
Or they come across like lackeys. You know, you've got the you've got the top, like, hardcore cool characters, and then you've got the no hopers. I can't think of an example off the top of my head of, like, who that would be. Like, imagine GLaDOS versus Wheatley. Like, yeah. Wheatley's just trying to be GLaDOS, trying to do something cool, and he's just not good at it. He's just a fucking goofball.
Yeah.
Or, like, that character that tries to be the big bad boss but ends up falling into line when they get bitch slapped. That is deep cut.
Bless it.
Yeah, they're not great, and the character design's fucking shite. I've got to say that as well. Pearl and fucking Marie, or Marina, whatever her fucking name was. Fucking yeah, Pearl, I can't remember what her name was now. It's Callie and Marie, Pearl, and I've gone and forgot her name. Shit. And those four were great. But these new guys, not great. I can't believe I've gone and forgot what her name is now. Shit, what was her name? Whatever, who cares? But yeah, it's an alright game. Just sadly, it's on Nintendo Switch. If you want 12 yeah. hours of single player and 12 hours a round of single player, past the credits, like, so you get to the credits of the game in about 5 hours or so. If you keep on playing and get all the levels done, you're talking a good 10, 15 hours. And then fucking hundreds of hours in multiplayer and ranked. It's a pretty solid game. Pretty solid game.
So
just sadly, it's on Nintendo.
So the gods walk up to you, and they have Splatoon 2 and Splatoon 3, and you can only pick one. What are you going for?
Oh. Okay, so the trouble is, mechanically, they're basically, they're really quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have to go Splatoon 3 at this point, because that's the only one that's going to get updates.
Yeah.
So new maps, reworked guns and mechanics, that's all going to be Splatoon 3. Plus, they don't do Splatfests anymore on Splatoon 2. Splatoon 1 is dead in the water. They don't do Splatfests on that anymore. So really,
dead in the water. Brilliant.
Yeah, see. You have to play Splatoon 3. It has to be Splatoon 3. I think the characters are better in Splatoon 2. And in Splatoon 1, I liked the story mode best in Octo Expansion. If they could, like, smush Octo Expansion's story progression with the end boss of Octo Expansion. So three story progression, Octo Expansion's end boss, that would have been fucking phenomenal. But yeah.
Oh, well, I see you're enjoying it, so that's good.
It is fun. I dog on it, and I know I've just gone and said Splatoon 2's like, it's, I prefer Splatoon 2, but again, if you want to see where it's going, you have to play Splatoon 3.
Yeah.
Because I played Splatoon 2 for hundreds of hours, and I just put it down. I just put it down. It's still my most played game on Switch. But I just, you know...
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to see what you think.
I hope they release a solid expansion for it. I like the quality of life improvements they've made on it. I just don't like the characters. That's all.
I suppose we'll see what the sort of upcoming Splatfest like and what they do.
Yeah, but you know, once I'll get my feet wet a bit more and see how it goes.
Yeah,
because some of the modes are only available in Splatfest as well. Like the tricolor mode and stuff like that only seems to be available in Splatfests. So I'll take a crack at it. It still looks really good. They've expanded the hub world. There's loads of stuff to like, and as I say, the soundtrack's fucking fantastic. But
I just
don't like that end boss fight. It was shit. And I don't like the three characters that are in it. The announcers. But we'll see. When Splatfest comes around and they get new songs out and all that kind of stuff, we'll see. We'll see. I give it a thumbs up. Just sad this on Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, this will be an ongoing feature. I can feel it.
Yeah. But so mate, this is going to be the only game I fucking play. It's the first time I've launched up my Switch in ages. surprised it still works, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say build quality, but you've got two, both die, it's probably not the case.
Yes, that's it.
Right, awesome. Let's just see if he's got any comments. So, and he says, this next part is sponsored by Tomato Shirts. Tomato Shirts, made in the EU from people. Yeah, probably.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Get your number chino on the corner of shitty water feature and hipster fuckwit. Yep, like that. Blue Striker says, yo, can I join this on YouTube? Domi's joined the Discord channel. If you want to join YouTube, just subscribe.
If you're talking about the podcast, no.
No. No. We hate each other enough as it is. We don't need a third person.
Yeah, damn right. Every third host we've had probably very swiftly gets kicked the fuck off.
It's weird, isn't it? It's very much a third wheel scenario goes on.
Yep. Although it should be said, people will be happy that on Tuesday, fingers crossed, I know we've said this before, Danish man should be coming back. Yay. Zabel will make his return.
Yay.
We do have graphics to have Zabel in the fucking podcast, and he better be playing games, a little cunt, because he's got a new PC.
Yes. Well, we'll try and get Zabel. We'll try and see if we can convince Zabel to come on the podcast again.
Fucking better do.
So, well, thank you very much for joining us for our 200th episode. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And we've made it. So our next
we haven't faded.
No. We'll make it to next one. Will be episode 300 in about 2.5 years' time. No. Just under 4 years' time.
Come on, Ram. You're supposed to do the maths. Do the maths.
It's 11:20 on a Saturday. I'm not designed to do maths this late in the night.
How much have you had to drink?
You know, just enough to keep
Ram. Ram.
You know, just
I wasn't going to criticise your fucking alcoholism. I was going to say you haven't hit the sweet spot yet.
I haven't hit the xylosone yet. That's the trouble. Well, no, I think I hit the xylosone about 10 minutes before we started. And I think that's the problem. So,
Ram is in the zone, the sad zone.
No, we discussed this last time. I'm outside the zone now.
He overshot it.
Yeah, I've waved the zone as I went past it. I think it's less of a zone, more like a lay-by.
Fucking hell. It's like an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean. Land on that.
you're on the side of motorway. And there are little lay-bys that you can pull over where things go well. But if you overshoot them, and you can do things like, you know, have a wee, perhaps have a little sleep, a little snooze. Lots of fun things happen.
You're fucking encouraging drink driving here, right?
Only metaphysically. Metaphorically.
Oh, mate.
And I'm on the side of motorway as it is, and I've gone past the side of lay-by. And I've seen a sign that says another one coming up, but the question is, will my bladder hold out? This is the question. No. 20 years ago, yes, it would have done.
But, back when we started the podcast, yes.
But I'm an old
now,
man.
We're old.
I'm an old man now, and I do noticeably get up more often in the night to go to the loo than I used to.
Oh, bless you. Well, I'll give you a tip for that.
What?
Just do what I do.
What?
Don't sleep.
You can't get up in the night if you don't sleep. I like it.
Damn right. Problem fucking solved, mate.
Yeah. Do you hate your alarm clock waking up in the mornings? Well, here's a solution for you. Never go to sleep and it can't wake you up.
Damn right. That's how I got around it.
You're like that character out of James Bond's Die Another Day, aren't you? North Korean disguised as an Englishman.
Shit. Little guy. Bowler hat?
No, that's Odd Job.
Where the fuck am I thinking of then?
Die Another Day, the one Pierce Brosnan. You're thinking of Goldfinger.
There's fucking millions of James Bonds. I can barely remember the... Oh no, I'm thinking of...
Die Another Day is one which is set in the Ice Hotel. It's got the invisible car.
No, I don't remember it. Oh, right, wow. That's it. James Bond binge.
Just stay hydrated then. Yes, I'm always staying hydrated, Annie, not Zaber.
Fucking Annie.
Annie.
Oh, mate.
James Bond binge. Good. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. This episode 200. We've had a good time. I hope you've had a good time. We look forward to seeing you in a fortnight's time on episode 201 on the 24th of September 2022 GMT plus one UTC plus one, and on the countdown to the clocks going back. Yay.
Ugh. Yay. More time I'm not going to sleep.
I was going to say, Skaz gets an extra hour to stay awake.
Yeah, that's about right. Like, so good. Yeah, boy.
No sleep. You can join us on our live stream Thingy Bobs on Tuesday, games night, hopefully with a Danish man present as well. You can join us, me, on twitch.tv/thesufferkram.
And I'm at twitch.tv/Skazius, SK4ZZI0US.
So look forward to seeing you then, and look forward to seeing you in a fortnight's time. So thank you for watching. I've been Sufferkram.
Skazius.
And we'll see you then.
Yeah, boy.
Hey.
I don't think I can remember how to spell my name anymore. See you guys.
See you later.
And I'm not even in the cider zone.